From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, new daily COVID-19 cases are back up in the 600s as the country's vaccination drive rolls on. Starting today, fully vaccinated people in Korea can be exempt from mandatory quarantine. And marking the 99th Children's Day, President Moon Jae-in promises to build a country where children can freely dream without a mask. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eunice Kim. New daily COVID-19 cases in South Korea are back in the 600s after 2 days in the 500 range. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Wednesday that 676 new cases were reported throughout Tuesday, raising the country's accumulated caseload to 124,945. Of the new cases, 651 were local transmissions and 25 from overseas. The majority of the domestic cases came from the Greater Metro area, including 234 in Seoul and 162 in Gyeonggi Province. The number of critically ill patients rose by 11 to 173. Seven more deaths were reported, bringing the overall death toll to 1,847. In a virus response meeting Wednesday, Health Minister Kwon Deok-chul said the fear of a fourth wave has not subsided, especially in the capital region and Gyeongsang Province. He said that in the city of Ulsan, variants are believed to be having a serious impact on the spread. In the case of Gangwon Province, where clusters were reported involving foreign workers, epidemiological surveys are underway at locations where expats live. Also marking Children's Day, the health minister said that COVID-19 has changed many aspects of daily life, not only for adults but for children as well, and asked for a little more patience in reaching the end of the pandemic tunnel. 62,000 more people have received their first COVID-19 vaccination, raising the cumulative total to more than 3.5 million, accounting for nearly 7% of the population. Of this total, nearly 1.9 million received the AstraZeneca vaccine and the other 1.6 million the Pfizer jab, according to the nation's vaccination task force on Wednesday. An additional 31,000 people have also received their second shots, raising that total to 298,000. Or about 0.6% of the population. 625 cases of adverse reactions have been reported over the single day. That includes three deaths, though a direct link to the vaccine has yet to be verified. Authorities will look into the cause of serious reactions. The majority of reported side effects include fever, muscular pain, headache, and chills, which typically occur after a vaccine shot. Starting today, people fully vaccinated against COVID-19 will be exempt from mandatory two-week quarantine when arriving from overseas or when they've come in contact with an infected patient. The condition of fully vaccinated, as defined by health authorities, refers to people who have received both of their shots in South Korea in at least the previous 2 weeks. Those who meet the criteria number around 60,000 as of Wednesday. To be exempted, one must have a negative PCR test result and display no symptoms. People will still be monitored for 14 days and get tested twice during the period. The exemption does not apply to arrivals from countries where variant strains are prevalent, such as South Africa and Brazil. South Korea will also work with other countries on systems and agreements to grant the same benefit to arrivals who are vaccinated overseas under the principle of reciprocity. Marking the country's 99th Children's Day, President Moon Jae-in has promised efforts to expedite the day where children are able to freely play outdoors with their friends without masks. In a social media post Wednesday, Moon said he is very proud of the children who are enduring through the COVID-19 pandemic in stride. The president said he wishes to build a country where the children are healthy and happy and can freely pursue their dreams. He expressed his intention to invite the children to the top top office on this day next year. Moon and First Lady Kim Jong-suk held an online meeting with a group of elementary school students on Tuesday, a video clip of which was released on Wednesday. Present at the event were all 38 students of Dosong Elementary School in Pyeongchang, Gangwon Province. South Korea's manufacturing sector ranks as the third most competitive in the world after Germany and China, a UN agency has found. A report released Wednesday by Korea Institute for Industrial Economics and Trade cited the findings by the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, which analyzed 2018 data. According to its Competitive Industrial Performance Index, also known as CIP, released last year, South Korea ranked third out of 152 countries, beating out the U.S. and Japan for the first time. The index, which is issued every other year, combines eight categories of industrial performance, such as manufacturing export and value added per capita. South Korea has been climbing the ranks since placing 17th in 1990. The Korea Institute for Industrial Economics and Trade added its analysis that manufacturing has served as the backbone of Korea's economic growth and job creation during the pandemic. The report noted that South Korea, which has the second highest share of manufacturing among 28 major economies, had the fourth slimmest decrease in growth vis-a-vis 2019 and ranked the sixth lowest in the rise of the unemployment rate. Its growth was -1% last year, compared to the global average of -3.3%. The report said Korean exports, which are also rebounding fast in a V-shaped recovery, can be credited to the manufacturing sector's competitiveness. America's top diplomat says there are many issues the U.S. can cooperate with China on, including North Korea and Iran. In an interview with the Financial Times on Tuesday during his visit to London for the Group of Seven foreign ministerial meeting, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Washington was engaged with Beijing on a whole variety of issues, as is the normal course of doing business. He said the two sides are engaged right now on Iran and the effort to have it return to compliance with the nuclear deal known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Blinken added there are going to be no doubt discussions about North Korea and its nuclear program going forward. He said the U.S. and China were also talking about climate, noting President Xi Jinping's participation and President Biden's recent virtual climate summit. Blinken said there are a whole series of areas where the two sides have overlapping interests. He said Washington wants engagement with China to be result-oriented and focused on getting things done and not just talks for the sake of talks. More than 90% of ethnic Koreans living overseas say they are willing to teach the Korean language and culture to their children, marking the highest figure on record. The Overseas Koreans Foundation on Wednesday made public its study on Korean identity conducted late last year. It surveyed 986 ethnic Koreans living abroad, including those in the U.S., Russia, China, Japan, and European countries. Nearly 94% of respondents said they were able to speak Korean, the highest ratio since 2017, on whether they would also like to teach their children Korean, a record 93.6% said they would, up 4.6 percentage points from the previous year. 91.7% were also willing to educate their children on Korean history and culture, another all-time high. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center here in Seoul. I'm Eunice Kim.